I'd like to call to order the Public Safety Committee. It's 2:00, Monday, November 6th. And I would like to further acknowledge that the press and public has been duly notified of this meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First order of business is approval of last month's minutes.
So moved.
And second.
Any changes or additions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Next, we come into citizens' comments. And that would be you two ladies there. Angie, Suzanne, if you would move up, so just
I'll
so we can get you on
the. I'll
let her
take the. And I'm just right here. I'm fine.
Putting her in the hot seat.
If you're going to say anything, we'd ask that you come forward.
Yeah, I will. Then.
Okay.
Here,
yes. No, please.
That's good.
So I had submitted a proposal for a 5K run walk / kids run to benefit the Citadel Brigadier Foundation. Angie and I are both on the board of the Citadel Brigadier Foundation, and we help raise money for athletic scholarships at the Citadel. We're both graduates of the Citadel. I'm 04 and Angie's 03. And I was thinking that a 5K run or walk would be a good way to raise awareness about the foundation, and we were going to start it at the Citadel Beach House and then go down the beach and then back to the Citadel Beach House.
Down to this end of the beach.
Yes,
towards
sir.
This end.
Yes, sir. And then back to the Citadel Beach House, and then everything would kind of be at the beach house. Any festivities, registration, anything like that would be at the beach house itself. There's a pavilion downstairs that we would have it at. We're hiring a race management company to help us set up and run the event. And they've already told me that since there's a lot of wind and that sort of thing, that any signage and that sort of thing would be kind of minimal. And then we'll make sure to really make sure everything's cleaned up, the beach, the pavilion, anything that we affect will be cleaned up really well. It's going to be September 29th at 7:30 a.m. And we anticipate about 300 runners. Chris had told me that they like it capped at no more than 500, so we'll keep it capped at that. Honestly, though, for these first runs, these first events, I've heard that you really can't anticipate more than 200 or 300. I don't think it's going to be a huge event, but hopefully we'll get some people there. As far as support needed from the city and the personnel, I was thinking that the strain on the public officials would be fairly minimal since the beach house has parking. And the race is going to be early in the morning, and the beach house is off the main road. It's kind of across from Wild Dunes. And I don't think police presence will be needed at the actual event, but maybe to control traffic if it's needed and that sort of thing. But really, if it would be recommended by all of Palms, I'm hoping all of that will be controlled, and we'll have volunteers there to help as well.
Question for you, sure. Check the tides.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why we chose the 7:30.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I checked it. So that's why we did that 7:30 start to try to work with the tide schedule.
Chief, how is the traffic that time of day, about 9:30?
What day of the week is it?
It's
Saturday.
Saturday. Yes, ma'am.
It's a Saturday morning. It's the last Saturday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic is minimal.
Okay.
7:30. Yeah.
And it's after Labor Day. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Right.
After Labor Day, school's in session. So I think it'll be kind of a slow, time of year maybe for that, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's always busy, but.
Do we know what the date is for the connector run?
Well, the connector run's always the first Saturday in October.
So it'll be the next Saturday.
The next Saturday. And the other one that I wondered about, Turtle Trek, would be the other one. Although if
that
it's.
It was in September, but I don't remember.
And it's usually at night, isn't it?
Yeah. 5:30 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so it could be that even if they're the same day, they would pull attendance from one another, obviously, but they might not run into each other.
And just to add to that, I did look up both of those races because I'm part of the, I try to help with the exchange club when I can, but So that, like you said, that shouldn't interfere. And then I tried to pick a different weekend than the Turtle Trek from this year. So hopefully, unless they pick a different weekend, it should be hopefully a different weekend, you know. So I was trying not to interfere with any big events. I really spent a long time trying to figure that out. So.
Couple questions. Insurance concerns?
Well, secure event insurance. And so Chip, or Crisp is his name, with the race management company has sent me some companies, so we'll start doing those quotes and we'll make sure that's secure.
Naming the city as?
We have to be named as an additional insurer, not just a certificate holder.
Okay.
That's almost, I'd say 90% of the insurance certificates we get back are wrong.
Okay.
So the important thing is that we are named as an additional insured. Being a certificate holder just means that we know that you have insurance. Being named as an additional insured means that if anything happens, that anybody gets hurt, they file first on your insurance. And it, you know, the other way, they can file on ours before yours.
Okay, yes ma'am, I'll do that.
And one last question. The people you're thinking you're pulling, the 200, 300, up to hopefully 500 people, are they more just runners in general? Are you looking for a lot of the alumni? Lawrence Huddle group of people.
That's right. I mean, I'm hoping to reach out to alumni, former runners, cadets, you know, their families, spouses. I'm just hoping this will be kind of a diverse group and reach out to all of those people. You know, I'm hoping that the school will really get involved with this. Everyone's so excited about it so far. So, you know, I'm hoping that all those groups will.
Looks like you've done your homework.
I have. I didn't know about a race. I'm an attorney here. I've got three little kids. I knew nothing about a race. And I've just thrown myself into it. But it's exciting, you know, to kind of do something different, you know, different than the, you know, auctions and golf tournaments. Just something kind of fun, you know. So I've really enjoyed the process. But yeah.
I have one last thing. Your race management company, if that's a for-profit business, they will need to get an Isle of Palms business license.
Okay.
Any other questions? Chief?
Are you interested in public safety providing first responders in case someone gets hurt? There's no cost. I just would like to, I mean, if you want to.
If it wouldn't be too much strain, I think that would be good. I don't want to put y'all out, like I said, but, you know, if y'all think it's a good idea, I mean, I think it would be good, you know.
It usually helps us if we're on scene. If something does happen, it gives us a shorter time to request assistance, and it keeps us in the loop from the beginning, so we're not trying to figure it out.
Sure, later. Sure. I think that's great.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Got it.
Okay, I'll entertain, or we don't have it. The motion part of the agenda, so I'm assuming we can do that now.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve this.
It's a recommendation.
Recommendation. For September 29th for this race. For the Citadel Brigadier Foundation's 5K run on Saturday, the 29th, starting at 7:30.
Second.
Okay, and as my wife has a couple of degrees from the Citadel, I
get ready.
You better.
All those in favor.
Thank y'all so
Thank
much.
You.
This still has to be approved by City Council, so the I believe it's the 20th.
After Thanksgiving.
So the 28th of November. We have a meeting, a Ways and Means that starts at 5 and City Council starts at 6. And that's downstairs in Council Chambers.
And so we should be present at that one.
I would recommend
be
it.
Good.
Okay.
Be very
Sounds
good.
Good.
You might not have to speak, but you would be there to answer questions if
okay.
something comes up.
Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank good.
You.
Thank you for
okay,
coming.
Thank y'all so much.
And you look like you're up well on your way to having a well-organized race.
I hope you guys can be a part of it.
Hey, Marty, I have one more citizen's comment I'd like to make as a citizen.
Okay.
Well, just to thank you. This is your last public safety meeting. Just to thank you for all the years of service that you've given the city through just being a good citizen, a good Turtle Team member, and a good council member. So
you're,
thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'll second
thank
that.
You.
Very,
yes.
Thank you.
20
Yay.
Years.
20 years.
Wow.
Awesome.
Thanks again.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look at him laughing.
You didn't bring any gifts. So don't get too excited.
Yeah. Want a beer? Okay, we'll move on to old business. Chief B, you got a couple of things on here. You start with encroachments.
Okay, we're back into working on the encroachment permit that we started sometime last year. Year to date, we've notified 62 property owners of right-of-way encroachments that were reported. All but 21 have been corrected. Of the 21, since we're now just reinstituting or getting back into the mode of being able to work on it again, they've been re-notified that they have to be in compliance. Some of them have already started to come in compliance and working with us to get to work on the compliance. Others we're still waiting to hear from, but these letters were sent out in the last 2 weeks. So.
Oh, great. Questions? We'll move on to the status of the clearing of overgrown lots, not the notification to people. We're not clearing them ourselves.
All right, we've had 26 reported unkempt lots this year, year to date. All but 11 have been corrected by the property owners. Three of them are in the process of being cleared now. So the remaining eight have received a letter and they're trying to work with the city, the enforcement folks, to come up with a solution to get the problems fixed. So we're really at eight lots that are going to be working on over the next month.
Great. Any questions?
Yeah, Tom, Chief, just out of curiosity, are these lots, I mean, when I do my walk around the islands and stuff, and, you know, and I go along Waterway Boulevard and look at some of those areas back in there, and then also look at the underbrush along the ocean and stuff. I mean, and we're talking about coyotes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. By clearing these lots, we're basically making it safer because you can look through them. Is there one area that's more concentrated than others, or is it spread out amongst the island?
It's really kind of spread out. I've got one, two, three, four along Carolina Boulevard. I've got one over on Waterway, one down on 29th in the middle of the block, and the other three up around 3800 and Cameron.
Right. Okay. This is curiosity more than anything else. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Chief Graham, I think you got a report on balloons.
Yes, we have realized that it is mostly covered throughout the existing ordinances with the city for pollution. We do believe that it would be in our best interest to do some public education through the website and the different means possible, Facebook, website, the schools. Try to get the word out that way, just for education.
Yeah, makes sense.
Great, it does.
No reason to reinvent the wheel. We thought it would be simple, and it turns out that it's kind of
weird. We've already really have it covered. We just need to pay a little closer attention to it.
Yeah. So we'll probably take that off the agenda then.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll move to Chief Buchanan again for update on parking at the rec center. I see they've been marked and numbered.
Right, they've been marked, they've been numbered, and the vehicles that were of the issue have been moved. Now in the last couple of days, I know new vehicles have come in. One of the boats has reappeared, but these are all property owners that live directly across the street. And of the original group, we had one property owner that was down in the Forest Trail area. They ended up moving their boat out too. So it's going to be a moving target as long as they keep them moved every 48 hours. Right. So that's why we had the lots, the spaces numbered. That was one of the reasons for numbering the spaces.
So you know where they were, where they are.
Correct.
Or where they are and where they still are. Yes, Barbara.
Is there any need for, again, no parking, no overnight parking? I mean, that would really end the problem real quick if they can't leave it there overnight.
you know, the law says 48 hours. If you want to be more restrictive, that's something that you as the city council want to say, that we don't want overnight parking. And we can certainly, you know, go that route, but it's, like I said, that's up to you guys. Right now it's 48 hours, so.
But are you literally checking? I mean, if a boat's there 48 hours, does someone come by and check that it's still there, or it just sort of drifts? When, you know, how vigilant are we about the 48-hour parking?
Well, I'm not going to say we're checking it every single day,
mm-hmm.
But we are checking it because it's on the radar to keep out there. So,
okay.
You know, even if it was an overnight thing, it would be the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're not going to get it moved in the middle of the
night. I tend to agree with Barbara. I mean, 48 hours, you know, moving it. No, overnight would really just kind of resolve the whole issue and kind of force people to take their boats and stick them in the backyards or side yards. And that 48 hours, and I mean, we all are along there a good bit. And I know the boat you're talking about. I don't know whose it is, but it just kind of reappeared. And it's kind of like that tracker we had down there. That was the mystery. But 48 hours would make it so clearly defined that there's no overnight parking.
Well, keep in mind, when you do overnight parking,
you got to
post it, and so the notice has to be clearly put out there.
Right.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's been a point of contention out here, is the number of signs, so you'd be adding to it. So.
then you get into the whole thing is, if they had to have it towed, we would be responsible for getting something towed if it was there too long.
Well, it could be ticketed, though, and that's it. I don't know. I'm not saying we need to do it, but I mean, there seemed to be such a brouhaha about cars being parked there that it's solved in one thing, no overnight parking.
Well, was it such a brouhaha, or was it
a brouhaha?
Individualized brouhaha.
It was an individual. It was a brouhaha. Yeah, well.
Is there a sign that says 48 hours?
No.
No.
That's law.
But you never issued a ticket. You wouldn't issue a ticket without the signage, correct? So, I mean,
right.
You know,
either way, we need.
Yes, whether it's 48 or 24 or no overnight. If you're going to, I would suggest that if you're going to make some amendments to that element of the parking ordinance, that it include no overnight parking, no storage of equipment, boats, trailers, things of that nature, you know, that be included in the language of the ordinance. And then I would also suggest that you take into account the two parking spaces for the Carmenar Bunch Park and make those parking for visitors to the park only, because that there's no sign there, there's no regulation there, but it is problematic because we periodically get parking from the shopping center from employees there, and that those two spaces are intended for use of the park.
And I'm not sure if there wouldn't be a corresponding somewhere else on the island would be affected by it as well, some other right-of-way property, so that would have to be looked at as well.
To designate just that,
make the distinction
27, 28,
city 29. City owned road or something, or specific to the areas or something like that.
But if you say city-owned road, which is a good point, city-owned road also includes Forest Trail, so you would have to make special legislation just for that road, and also 28.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, both the Carmenar Bunch Park and 27th Avenue are strictly, I mean, they're there for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
One is for the park, and one is for the playground. So I mean, those are two distinct purposes. Whereas Forest Trail, which is city owned because it doesn't meet SCDOT standards, that's a whole different ball game. So you know, I think it's something we might keep on our radar. Maybe not do anything about it right now, but that's.
Yeah, I do think the circumstance will get worse. It will escalate because people are always looking for free places to store things, and as the population gets greater. Mm-hmm. And our parking gets more and more restricted, the demand on those just open spaces, that are lighted and secure. You know, it's going to get great.
I would suggest leaving this on the in the old business agenda and
okay,
bringing it up every month and see where we are, because we're. Of course, this might be the worst time of the year for it because people are looking for places to store things right now.
But when you talk about that, but Linda's talked about, you know, the Carmen Bunch Park. I see people parking over there who are beach chairs or whatever they do. In fact, I saw them just, you know, living right across the street from there, so I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. People unloading stuff. I thought, well, who's putting bicycle racks in there?
There's a bicycle. Mm-hmm. We added a bicycle rack just this past week.
Okay. I was going, wow, where did that come from?
Yeah. A picnic table and benches and
yeah,
a bicycle
table.
Rack.
Okay. I didn't know if that truck was unloading the bike rack or...
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess what we add to this item is the and Carmen Bunch Park.
I actually think we need to change to the language to just say something like consideration of parking ordinance amendments related to...
specific.
Adjacent to specific uses of cities, city properties, or something like that.
Okay. All right. Any other old business that we forgot about? Mm-hmm. Move on to new business. Consideration of an award of a sole source contract to Parkeon for 6 parking kiosks with coin and stacker boxes in an amount of $70,457.10. And we budgeted $84,000 for that.
Okay, I'll make that as a motion.
And I'll second that.
Okay. So are these...
Discussion.
Discussion. So are these replacements for, or are these new additional ones?
No, these are replacement of, I think it's 6. Yeah, mm-hmm. 6 for on the front beach area.
Oh, okay.
We have 11 up there, not including the parking lots.
Right.
So there's 11 on the main drag of 10th to 14th. So 6 of them would be replaced this year, and then we'd be looking to replace 5 next year.
And they are in that kind of bad shape? I mean, they're...
Yeah, they've got the age and... you know, we're just at that time when it's mm-hmm. time to look at replacement of them.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I see on here it says breach in. Now, are we planning to put a parking meter down there? No.
That's the line
in the
budget.
Line of the budget.
That's description for the line in the budget.
Okay, well, I just see it on here, so
right.
I'm just trying to make sure.
No.
Yeah, it's just.
So we can scratch through that.
Well,
she just quoted the line in the budget
where these things are taken care of. It's
okay.
Not that it's, so I don't think you'd want to scratch through it because that's the nomenclature in the budget. So if you go to page 29, that's what she's used on the agenda.
Whatever that number is.
313.
Yeah, I just kind of remembered it.
Includes
low hanging fruit
stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm. See, if you look
fruits.
On page 29, it says line 302 is public restroom / front beach / breach inlet. So yeah. She's just quoting the header of where it is in the budget.
Something we can tackle in the future. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Chief Graham.
Wait, do we have vote on that?
Oh, I'm sorry. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye. And Linda.
That goes to Ways and Means.
That goes to Ways and Means, and when it does, they'll need the sole source.
Mm-hmm. They've got it.
Okay.
They've already done
got it. Great. Thank you. Chief Graham, discussion of replacement of the Zodiac rubber boat, which we deferred in the FY and FY 17 and 18 budgets.
Yes, this is the black Zodiac boat that military grade. It's a 2006 model. We deferred it because we thought that was the best thing to do. Well, we were wrong. It has sprung multiple leaks. It's been taken to the repair shop. Between the seams coming apart and the valves, they just do not believe it's worth putting much money into. I asked them to give me an idea what it would cost. Obviously, we can't hold somebody to something that's being patched against the recommendation. you know, is it going to be, what, $1,000 we might get a week out of it, we might get a month out of it, we might get a year out of it, can you give me something to work with? And he's like, here's a replacement boat for $4,000. So we're kind of at the point where I feel that dumping a bunch of money into this boat probably isn't going to do it. I thought deferring the boat was the right thing to do. Obviously, we went just a little too far. So I'd like permission to go in front of the accommodations committee at the next chance possible, because I don't think it's in our best interest to wait till next July to do something about
the boat.
Get
some of that spray Flex Seal.
I actually talked about that. I actually mentioned that.
That's pretty amazing stuff. It looks like
we're probably going to try that. But the one thing that the motor on this boat is in really good shape, so obviously I'd have to get three prices before we could do anything. But if it was approved at accommodations, we would plan accordingly so that the motor could be reused on the new boat. And then when the neck, which would be a little bit smaller than what we have now, so when we go to replace another inflatable boat, we would get another one of similar size. But it would be less than $5,000 we could keep a boat in operation, as opposed to possibly wasting $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I would have not deferred it had I known this was going to happen, but I didn't.
You
so
anticipate.
We got every possible moment's use out of this boat.
12 years is a good bit of time for a
sure
boat like that.
And
inflatable. Yeah,
inflatable.
I thought military grade would have lasted longer, but they don't generally keep things this long.
There we go.
We've actually, in learning more about the inflatable boats, there are some other boats that are made of similar material, but they have much stronger seams, and that's where you usually have a failure on this kind of boat. Mm-hmm. So,
I'll make not asking for money,
just permission to go forward.
Make a motion to recommend to Ways and Means the replacement of the Zodiac.
Is that what you meant?
I don't think so. I think she's
she just wants to.
Okay, wants to.
Yeah,
permission.
She wants
okay.
to take
permission
an ATAX.
To ATAX.
Yeah, which that doesn't require
to
motion. That's just awareness.
Cool.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
I want to make sure you get that boat. I'm going to spend more time at the beach.
The way the person put it was, you know what? I make a lot of money off of fixing these things, but if I'm on the beach with my two little girls, I don't want y'all showing up in this boat.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that means a lot. That means a lot. Okay, well, any other new business? We'll move on to highlights of the departmental reports and start with Chief Graham.
I should have an emailed copy on page one. We responded to a mutual aid request in Mount Pleasant for a structure fire. The new rescue truck was used to supply air. On the 12th, we responded to the beach behind 9002 Palmetto for two swimmers in distress. Both of them had made it out of the water, however, one was very weak. We transported them and transferred care to EMS. On the 16th, there was a dog bite in Forest Trail. On the 18th, personnel responded to a palm tree fire in front of 1126 Ocean. Wow. Seems that maybe someone had thrown some debris over. So fortunately, nothing bad. On the 20th, responded to a structure fire at Sea Cabins. Upon arrival, they heard the smoke detectors. There was a man inside, has no idea what he was burning. He does not recall. So fortunately, an alarm went off and we were notified. On page three, the fire department responded to 83 calls for service. 45 were in District 1, 36 District 2, 2 were mutual aid, 44 resident, and 39 non-resident. So we're starting to get our little flip, but it's very still very, very close. And 48 of those were EMS related. Page four, 18 of the calls were down in Wild Dunes. 10 of those were resident and 8 non-resident. 12 of those were EMS type. We have the EMS run report.
They need to improve their reports.
Mm-hmm. So it's more of a dashboard.
Nice. Yeah, more of a dashboard.
On page 13, continue to do smoke detectors and station tours and things like that. Page 14, as stated, we had 83 incidents in October, which is a tie for last year. And then if you go back for the last 13 years, Those were the highest two on record. Chief Hathaway likes graphs, so if y'all like this, we'll keep doing it.
We gotta get it.
If you don't like it, then we will not keep doing it. But this is a graph of the calls that we have, days per week and then per shift, which that's luck of the draw, because a lot of times if someone has if they're on vacation or a shift change or for whatever reason, B shift personnel might be working on a different shift. So this just happens.
Okay.
If you like those, we'll keep doing them.
Be nice if they could be in the right direction.
Yeah. Tell them. Tell them to flip them.
Flip.
I'm sure you can do those graphs. I'm sure you can flip them.
Yeah.
This is part of our exercise class.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody turn sideways.
Yes. On page 18, there were 14 fire inspections in October. 52 violations and 83 were corrected from previous. And then a list of ongoing items that he's been addressing.
So can we stop here for just a second?
Mm-hmm.
Chief, I wanted to make sure that you guys are on top of the elevator situation. I mean, it seems...
I sent the PO per that new thing today. Actually, Tracy filled hers out and she included ours. So I've already approved it. We're just waiting on the approval process. It was a Cat 2 every 5-year test. We're not sure how this happened because we budgeted it. So, in the LLR, we're hoping they're going to give us an extension until we can get the test done. We can order the test today, but it might be a couple weeks before they get here. So he's going to ask for an extension and let them know that we're in.
And meanwhile, they're closed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we just, so that you guys know what we're talking about, I received a cease and desist orders for both of the elevators at the public safety building because of some failures on inspections and things that needed to be done. So I just wanted to make sure that follow through was happening and the elevators were staying closed until...
The good news is it's not a failure. It's a test that wasn't done. It's a new test. So it's a...
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we thought everything was taken care of because we did station twos. We got the placard. And then that came and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It is in the works.
All right, good.
On page 19 is the training report. On average, 39.4 hours of training per person. Page 20, training report, just a variety of training from our personnel. Page 22, we used approximately 51,500 gallons of water. 23 is the maintenance. Nothing terribly significant to report, however, we did have a problem with electrical with the tower, and that's the 95-footer, $762.48. We also sent the 75-footer to Georgetown to have the work done. Fortunately, they didn't have to fix both outriggers. When we went up there, we assumed on the Isle of Palms end and on the mechanic end that if one side failed, the other one was not far behind. They inspected it, and they felt that it was... it had some more life, so we only fixed the side that was needed and saved half the money. On the page 24, there was a variety of activity. We did a basic first aid and CPR for the Coast Guard and the Boy Scouts. We did assisted with a connector run. Helped out with the 21st Avenue beach ramp, which is going to need some more assistance. Helped with the SEAL Kids Swim Jam, which we understand was a good success, and hopefully do that again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Part-time firefighter Laura Kelly resigned her position. She was part-time with us, very active in the beginning. However, she got a full-time daytime job in North Charleston as a public fire educator, so she's doing a really good job over there.
Oh.
So she'll stay in touch with us, but very, very busy over there. On page 26, public relations, once again assisted with the Isle of Palms connector run, did some station tours, some smoke detector checks and batteries. We also assisted someone with keys locked in their vehicle and helped someone who fell out of their bed a couple times. And page 28 is the overtime report. We do have one person out on extended leave right now due to an off-the-job injury. so that's keeping some of the overtime up. We got two nice letters. Captain Hall, once again, made the dean's list. And we had a lady who lives near someone in this room and had a very nice letter to some of the personnel, and unfortunately the names are not on here of who assisted. And then we had a lady walk in today and handed me a card who was very thankful. She was choking, and she brought us a card and was very appreciative of the fact that she didn't die, because they did the Heimlich.
Always did.
And was very appreciative of the professionalism on last Friday.
Great.
Any questions?
No, thank you. And thank you for your service in Puerto Rico as part of the DMAT team.
Thank y'all for your support.
You make all of us shine when you do something like that. I know it's something you're into yourself, but it's gratifying to know that we have people of your caliber that are serving the city.
After watching 60 Minutes last night,
really.
Well, I appreciate y'all's support, because I couldn't have done it without y'all.
Thank you. Chief B.
All right, monthly report for October. If you look over on page 3, on Saturday, October the 14th, we had a burglary occur down 30th Avenue. A friend of the homeowner came to the house. He was going to stay in the house overnight. And when he arrived at the house, he noticed something wasn't right, got inside the house, and found two people inside the house. The two people were making themselves at home in the house, and they actually had taken some stuff and moved it around in the house so they could take it at some point. But this one person in the house, we had charged a month before, or 2 months before, breaking into another house doing the same type of thing. Anyway, they both jump out of the window. The guy takes off running. It was a man and a woman. The guy takes off running. And the officers chased him, confronted him, and they ended up having to tase him. And then the woman, when she jumped out of the window, she broke I think it was an ankle. And she ended up getting a brain bleed.
Oh, my God.
And she ended up staying in the hospital for about a week, maybe 5 or 6 days. Anyway, she was in the hospital for several days. And the sheriff's office ended up having to babysit her for 4 of the 5 days. We had her on the first day. And then the case has been, we hope, picked up by the higher penalties, enhancement crimes. And as I understand it, I know she's at least still sitting in jail. Hopefully she won't do this again. Then on the 34th Avenue.
34th? Wow, that's a month. I don't know.
Yeah. On the 15th and 16th on 34th Avenue, and then at the county park, we had two cases of indecent exposure. Both of them gave us good descriptions. One we're still looking for.
I'm not going there. No one's going there, right?
You just have to find people where you can.
And then on the one on the 16th, a good enough description was made that we were able to secure a warrant for him. So the other one we're still looking for. And then on the 17th, Tuesday the 17th, we had a vehicle on the front beach run into the dumpster that's across from the hotel up there. They ran into the dumpster, did damage to the vehicle. Anyway, he had a child with him. The guy takes off, and we ended up locating him a little while later, and he was intoxicated. So we ended up taking him into custody. We put him in the patrol vehicle, and while he's in the patrol vehicle, he did a substantial amount of damage inside the car. So much so that we've filed an insurance claim with it, and you know, we're presenting at a trial for.
And he had a child with him?
Yes, he had a child with him, and he got charged with child endangerment as well too. So
what did you do with the kid when you were?
We give him to DSS. They place him. I think in this case he was placed with a family member. So, yeah. But we're talking about, I think it was $2,800 worth of damage to our side of our car.
Gosh. So,
like I said, he went ballistic. So. And that was the biggest highlights we had. If you then look at the community service activities on page 6, we made 181 notifications for you could have been victim of property crimes. And then we had 7 you could have secure property notices for the property of 481. Then we had 7 you could have been a victim of crime notices. So, you know, somebody leaving the mailboxes open or leaving their car doors open or car lights on, leaving bicycles out by the side of the road. And I will say that, that you know, during the month we did have a couple of golf carts stolen. So people are leaving the golf carts out and they're making them easy targets. One hasn't been recovered yet. So.
They're leaving the keys in the golf carts? Or?
Not necessarily. Yeah, right, some golf carts have all
any,
the same
any key. Any
right.
key in one golf cart fits all.
Fits
yeah.
all.
Yeah, they fit
same
most.
Brand.
Yeah. There's, I think there's a one or two brands, that, that, but they're the same, and then the other brands are all. So.
You need one of those bars or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do with mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's underneath the house, they're going
sure.
up underneath and
yeah.
taking off in them, having a good time with them. Sometimes they come back okay, and sometimes
that's
a huge liability
much.
Too. Somebody steals your golf cart and then gets hurt in it, then it's good.
It's
you. Your insurance can. That's why golf cart insurance is so expensive, because the number of accidents, people think they're safe.
Yeah.
They're not
I still see little kids driving them,
mm-hmm.
which drives me.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Well, we are stopping them. We are stopping people that allow their kids. You know.
I mean, not with adults in them. I mean, you know,
right, just driving
12 year olds or whatever.
Even when an adult in it, they can't
yeah.
be doing it.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But they think it's innocent, so.
Yeah, it's an island.
We're different.
Yeah.
Then over on page 7, the dispatch report, for the month of October, there was a total of 4,650 calls. For the police department, we had 4,100. Nice even number. And at the bottom of the page, you can see how they break down. We had 3,035 patrol requests, 49 officer-initiated registration checks, and 1,016 service calls. On the next page, the traffic enforcement page, we made 308 traffic stops during the month. Of the 308, 32 received some type of citation. And I do want to classify something there. Even though it says 32 received some type of citation, 100% actually receive a citation, because if we stop a car, we have to at least write a written warning.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what the offense is. If we stop a car, some kind of ticket
yeah,
has to be written.
They get a piece of paper in their hand.
But the 32 are real tickets.
Right. Well, 32 of them resulted in real tickets.
Right.
Like some of them resulted in multiple tickets. And then we had 5 accidents during the month, compared to 2 last year at the same time. Year to date, we're at 71 versus 72 last year, so we're statistically just about even. And at the bottom of the page, you can see we made 2 DUI stops and 5 driving under suspension. And then if you go to page 10, this is the reports written during the month. And during the month, we had a total of 300, and let's see, right? I lost my page.
Mm.
Don't touch the screen.
Right.
Year to date, we're at 1,475 reports written, and you can see how the different type of reports we had. We're still relatively low on the burglary calls, which is a good thing. Then on the next page, we made 20 arrests during the month. Year to date, we made 309 arrests, as compared to last year, which was 307. So we're pretty close to where we were last year too, in that category. The arrest summary reports of the 20 arrests, the biggest percentage of them was for some kind of alcohol violation, which was 6 underage possession ones. And then the animal control report on the next page. We made wrote three tickets during the month. They picked up 16 animals. Out of 16, 11 of them were dogs. We had three cats and two others. The two others, we had one duck and one seagull. And then the CID report. We had 17 cases assigned during the month. We carried over 8 from September. So they worked on 25 cases. They closed out 16 of the cases during the month, and 9 will be carried into the month of November. Of the cases, we cleared 3 by arrest. 2 were exceptionally cleared. 10 of them were administratively closed, and 1 was unfounded. And if you go over to the last page there, the noise complaints at the top of the page, we had a total of 16 noise complaints during the month. Of the 16 noise complaints, 10 received citations, 7 were warnings, and 3 were written citations. The remaining 6 were unfounded. And at the bottom of the page, we had 11 coyote sightings. You can see the different areas where we've gotten calls in about coyotes. And that's the month report, if there's any questions.
So far, we're still trapping, right? We're attempting to trap?
We're still attempting to trap where we know that we have activity mm-hmm. going on. Believe it or not, we actually did get one.
And we're up one up on Sullivan's Island, right?
Yeah, we're one up on Sullivan's Island. So.
Gosh.
Just one question. On page 8, the officer activity,
uh-huh.
we doubled compared to the year before. 244 versus 121, that's significant. Talking about DUIs, DUS, speeding,
warning
all kinds
tickets.
Of tickets.
Warning tickets.
He's finding it.
Those numbers, this is saying 1 month. I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into just into 1 month. You want to look at it over a time.
Okay. That's wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a lot. We know they're busy.
We know they're busy.
Thank you, Chief.
So this doesn't have to do with your report this month, but I was just curious, did we get any noise complaints on the Johnson & Johnson festivities this past weekend?
I did not hear of any.
Okay. I didn't hear any either, but I did hear the party, which doesn't bother me, but I know that bothers some people, right. So I was just curious.
What was the theme?
Rock and roll fest.
It was Bill Haley and stuff?
It really was just unbelievably spectacular. I did not attend the party, but I always go see the sets and the scenery
yeah.
ahead of time because
they spend money.
It's just
yeah.
incredible what they construct.
I was worried that they were going to do Casey again.
Casey and the Sunshine. Well, they had, and I don't know if it was any of our local residents, but one of their crescendo things that I could hear them play was not the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the one they sing at all the games. It's escaping me right now. But anyway, with bagpipes. And I wondered if it was
oh, wow.
our, you know, because it was the music and the bagpipes were being played too. So I wondered if there was a local
oh,
connection.
Bagpipes are really loud.
Yes.
Watch all decide on the next meeting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you decide. When is real property?
The first is a Monday, the next Monday is the
real property is the 9th.
Tuesday,
so if you want to make it 2:00 on the 9th.
Is that okay?
Works.
National anthem.
I was too easy. I was thinking of
the synapses were working hard.
America the
yes.
beautiful.
I was thinking Sandstorm.
No. National
I'm
anthem.
Proud to be an American.
It was.
Yeah.
We have no need for an executive session. Before we go, I'd like to thank the committee and particularly the chiefs, Linda, your whole staff.
We thank you.
Thanks for everything. Been great. Y'all are doing a great job. I know the city's in good shape.
So, Marty, I haven't looked it up, but are you the longest serving city council member?
I
do think.
Don't know.
Feels
I know,
like
I know
right
now. Probably on city council. I'm
continuous.
Very
right?
well being. Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
In my memory, I think you are. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't checked the fact, but I think that it.
Ryan did 16 years.
Yeah.
So do you and Ryan start at the same time? If you're
no, team? I started before.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
I was in one.
2 years.
Either
prior.
One, yeah, two years. 2 years yeah. before he was.
Well, we thank you and Joy and Tommy, Chief, keep an eye on him. He's got a lot of free time now.
I know I'll see you again.
We'll be on the other side of the microphone.
Yeah. Complaining.
Please move up to the table and speak into the microphone.
Give your name and address.
Okay, I have me motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Linda, so your golf cart insurance, I had to pay mine recently. How much? You said high. What's high?
I think I'd have to look it up, but I want to say it's somewhere between.